Greetings, viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
We're excited to have you here today to make a fantastic vegan spinach artichoke dip. If you had joined us yesterday, we learned how to knead, boil, and bake fresh bagels right at home. We then transformed our bagels into fun-to-eat bagel chips, seasoning them with herbs and olive oil. The vegan spinach artichoke dip will be perfect served with our chips and enjoyed any time of the day. Try sharing your chips and dip at the next gathering of family and friends.
Now we're going to make our spinach artichoke dip. The first thing we're going to do is I have a cup of soy milk, and we're going to boil this, and we're going to reduce this by half. So we'll get this started. Turn that on high. And while that's boiling away, I'm going to mince about a tablespoon of garlic or about 2 cloves. Just a rough chop is okay. You know, it doesn't have to be very fine. Okay. And just go over it and just chop. Okay. And we got our garlic. I'm going to have about a tablespoon of vegan butter. I'm just going to get that heated up. Put that on medium high. Melts all our butter away. Once this gets hot, we're going to add our garlic. And then now this is already starting to boil. We want to make sure we don't burn our soy milk. So now I'm going to turn it down to low and just let this simmer now that it reached boil. And just keep an eye on it. Just make sure it doesn't stick to the pan. This should take about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. And I'm using plain soy milk, not vanilla or anything like that. So we'll just let that go. And then now I'm going to add my garlic. Okay. Just stir this around. And we just want to brown it. We don't want to make sure we don't burn our garlic. Next. What I have here is I have one package of spinach, frozen spinach, that I rehydrated, I added hot water, and then I drained it, and I squeezed out all the water. We want to make sure we're working with dry spinach here, okay? And then here, I have about 2 cups of artichoke. I got these from the can, which is fine. They're soaked in oil. And what I did was I soaked it in water and I rinsed off all the oil. So now I have just regular artichoke. I'm just going to add it to our spinach. Okay. Next, I have one package of vegan cream cheese at room temperature. I'm just going to put that in. Reuse all of it. And then I have a 12 ounce of vegan sour cream. I'm just going to give this a quick mix. And I have that at room temperature, so it's a little easier to work with when we're incorporating with the spinach and the artichoke. Now, as far as the spices, you know, we're really not using a lot of spices. What I have here is I have 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground pepper, and 1 teaspoon of mustard powder. I'm just going to drop that in here. Okay. Our garlic looks like it's ready. It just needs to be slightly brownish yellow. I'm just going to add that all in here. Now the next ingredient I'm going to use is I'm going to use a vegan cheese that I found, and it works very well for this dish. It's a Follow Your Heart brand. I find this at my local grocery store. If you can't find it at yours, you can order it online as well. They have it. So this one is Monterey Jack flavored, and I think it adds a wonderful flavor to this spinach artichoke dip. So I'm just going to cut it open. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to cut about a third of this and just leave it to the side. And with this, we're going to use this to top our spinach artichoke dip so that we have some cheese melted on top. So with the rest of this, I'm just going to use a grater and just grate it. And we'll incorporate this in our spinach artichoke dip. I'm just going to mix it. While our soy milk is still reducing, I'm just going to slice this. And you just want to make thin slices, maybe about an eighth of an inch. And we're going to be using a 9x9 baking pan. So, okay, now that our soy milk has reduced by half, I'm going to take it off the heat and I'm just going to pour it right into our mixture. Okay. Back. And then now we're just going to incorporate that with the rest of the ingredients. Okay, our oven should be preheated. We're going to broil this, so make sure it's set to broil for 400 degrees. And what I have here is a 9x9 baking pan. And I'm just going to put our mixture in here. And then with my, just going to flatten it out. So make sure we cook it evenly. Okay, and then those slices we made earlier, we're just going to cover the top. So just go ahead. We'll do that. And it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, just cover most of the areas. Okay, just move that around. Okay. Now we're just going to put this in the oven for 20 minutes. Okay, it's been about 20 minutes. And as you can see, our cheese is perfectly brown and black. You know, some ovens may vary. You might have to crank it up to 450, but this is what it should look like. And it's not ready to eat yet. We gotta let it cool off a little bit, or you're gonna burn your mouth. So I'm just gonna cut out a little section. Okay, and I'm just gonna put our bagel chips around. And this is, you know, could be used as like a party platter. So if you have a get together with people, this would be a great idea. Oh, hey Lee, how are you doing today?
Hi Tita, how are you?
Doing great. I just got done making some spinach artichoke dip with some bagel chips. Would you like to try some?
I smelled something from back there and it smelled beautiful, so
yes, please try it.
Yeah, I use a lot of herbs.
That's rosemary, huh?
Yes, there's a lot of.
I mean,
go ahead, just dip it.
Oh, just dip it. It's, yeah. It's a dip, actually.
Yeah, so right. There you go. How is it?
Oh, the smell, the taste. It's spinach is what I love the most.
Yeah.
And he artichoke, and the combination of artichoke and spinach with those spices, and the smell of the rosemary here.
And the fresh bagels, right? Of course.
And the fresh bagel. Wow. I think you perfected it right now.
Oh, no, thank you. You're too kind.
Well, I gotta go for more.
Well, while Lee's eating my dish, we thank you for joining us, and please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming. And as always, thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.